If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Down, watchdog. Down. Down, watchdog. Down. All right. Sometimes we go a little too far. Teresa Murray is a consumer watchdog. Oh, I should have said down consumer when the dog was on.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are a consumer watchdog. And
Yes.
That's the title.
Yes, indeed it is.
Yeah, with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. What a list of stuff that's wrong. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
We could spend your show every night this week and next week talking about all the things that consumers need to be aware of.
Well, take over whatever you need now and go with what you want and in whatever order you want, because it's all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, I went through the list that your producer had sent to me, and it's like, oh, gosh, where to choose from.
Yeah.
One that was the most concerning to me, in a way, is we had the Hostess Ding Dongs, the beloved Ding Dongs that a lot of us had in our lunches as kids.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I'm never going to be able to look at a Hostess Ding Dong the same way again.
What happened to it?
Yeah, Smucker Company, they said that they recalled them last week, or actually yesterday, because they have mold in them. And we're talking the 2 counts, the 10 counts, the 16 counts, all of them. And they have mold, which obviously could make you sick. And they blamed conditions in their plant. They said there was some kind of manufacturing problem that allowed for the development of mold before the expiration date. So it's pretty gross.
They're in the business of manufacturing food. What do they mean? They blame conditions in their plant. I mean,
you're making food.
You're saying the plant caused the mold? Well, then there's something wrong with the plant.
You've got that right. I mean, you know, these food production plants are supposed to be inspected, and they're supposed to do their own testing and their own, you know, abide by certain cleanliness factors. And I guess sometimes stuff happens.
So
at least they let people know before anybody got sick.
So does this apply to all ding-dongs that are out right now? Or
It's all of them that have been sold recently, and they have expiration dates here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So, you know, it's probably not going to kill you, but it could make you a little bit sick to your stomach.
Oh, God. Well, that's reassuring.
Now, yeah. Well, let's talk about something that could kill you, though, potentially.
Okay. All right.
Is there's a company called Bluebell Ice Cream, and they have, you like that? You like that ice cream?
I've had it. It's not my favorite brand, but I've certainly had it.
Okay. Well, they've put out a recall for their half gallons of Millennium Crunch ice cream, the chocolate chip cookie dough brand or flavor.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because it doesn't say on the label that it contains almond and walnut and pecans. And so anybody with one of those nut allergies, it could potentially cause a life-threatening condition. People could stop breathing. Their airway can swell. Bad news, EpiPen time, because I know people who have food allergies. And these were not labeled that they contain these nuts, and they do. So people really, really need to be aware of that. And they were distributed to 16 states, and one of them was Illinois.
Wow. So, well, let's go over that again. So there are Bluebell is the brand name?
Bluebell Ice Cream, and it's Millennium, M-O-O, and then Linium, like it's cute, like Millennium Ice Cream.
Millennium.
Yeah. And it's the chocolate chip cookie dough flavor.
Yeah, that sounds very tasty, but none of it has walnuts and pecans and almonds and... Yeah, you know, I'm very well aware of the allergies that some people have towards nuts and how severe it can be. And so if you have that, you know, if that's your, well, first of all, I guess you have to be allergic to it. But did they say all of the package, all of the cartons of ice cream have it in them with this flavor or just some?
Yeah, there were certain lot numbers. And so, I mean, anybody that has Millennium Crunch ice cream and, you know, has a peanut allergy or a nut allergy, any of these kinds of nuts, then they should look on the FDA site for more information and contact the company for a refund if you want. Take it back to your grocery store. Certainly don't eat it, you know, throw it away, save the package, but it's probably, what, you know, $3, $4, $5 for a half gallon, so it's certainly not worth keeping around.
Certainly
but, you know,
not.
Here's the thing about the undeclared food allergies. This is what gets me, is it's like you had one job, you know, label your food. And if you can't label the ingredients on what's in your food, like that easy thing, if you screw that up, what else are you doing wrong?
I haven't heard that expression for a while. You have one job. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. You have one job.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. 34% of all food recalls last year were because of undeclared allergens. So it happens a lot.
Wow.
And it's been on the rise, and it just makes me crazy.
So hopefully the people who would be suffering from these allergens are already aware that this is something that's not gone away and still is around, so maybe they become more vigilant since, like you say, last year there were all these recalls with allergens in them.
Yeah. I mean, people who have allergies to any kind of nuts, eggs, milk, wheat, you know, they're sesame, there are all kinds of food allergies.
Yeah.
Those are the groups that we really recommend that they pay close attention. And, I mean, you guys do a great job of alerting your listeners to recalls, but you can't cover all of them. I mean, we have 300 food recalls every year. We have about 300 consumer product recalls every year. We have tens of millions of vehicle recalls, you know, vehicles that are affected by recalls. You couldn't, you know, you wouldn't be able to have talk radio and play music and do all the other things that radio stations do. And so we really, for people who do have food allergies, or if you have people in your home who are really young, elderly, pregnant women, or like anybody who is immunocompromised, it's really a good idea to go on to the FDA website and the USDA websites, sign up to get alerts sent to your email. And that way, because they come out, you know, sometimes five in one day, sometimes you go a few days and there aren't any, but that doesn't happen very often. And that way you can find them out in real time. Or just make it part of your routine every morning when you're drinking your coffee. Go on the FDA recall site. Go on the USDA website and see if there are any recalls that affect you and your family. You know, it's like you're sitting there reading the paper. You're watching the news. You're drinking your coffee. Hopefully, you know, you're scrolling your social media. Well, just add that to your list.
Teresa Murray is a consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Obviously has some good information about all of this, and we'll do more when we come back on 720 WGN. John Landecker at 720 WGN, in the midst of a great conversation with Teresa Murray, who's a consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I had a very small recall in the past couple of days in my car, but it was just a software. It was a software update. It was nothing that would affect really the safety of the automobile, but I see that I've got an article here about Jeep recalling thousands over wiring issues. You know, well, I'll keep my comments about Jeep off the air.
What we've got is about 79,000 Jeep Wranglers made by Chrysler, 2024 and 2025 models. And there's some kind of wiring issue, something about with the remote start, and it can screw up the tire pressure monitoring system alert so that if you actually, your tire's getting low, it won't tell you that it's getting low, and then all of a sudden you have a flat tire or, you know, ruin your tire, run off the road, God knows what. And this was something that was put out by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So this touches on something that's just one of my soapbox issues. You know, if you own one of these vehicles, you should get a notice in the mail, you know, contacted by your dealer within like 6 to 8 weeks. But what if you're not the original owner? What if you bought it used? You're the second, third, or fourth owner. Now, if it's a 2024, it's not likely that you're going to be like the third owner or fourth owner, but you may not be the original owner, or maybe your contact information has changed. Maybe you've moved. And this is a huge problem because even with older vehicles, you know, they just only contact the owner that they have on record. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody else is just out of luck. But there's a solution, and it's a pretty easy one. It's probably the easiest one of all the kinds of recalls that we talk about. And if you go to NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website, they have it's a vanity URL. It's safercar.gov, safercar.gov. You go to the top, click on recalls, and you can look up a vehicle by your VIN, okay? And then you can sign up to get alerts only if your VIN is affected by a recall. So you don't have to worry about monitoring it. You don't have to worry about all these other ones you hear about. And, oh, gosh, was that, you know, our make and model? No, they will notify you if your car is affected, and it's not going to take 6 to 8 weeks to get a notice in the mail.
You know, maybe so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, how did you find out about your recall?
Oh, they sent me a notice in the mail. They did it the right way. Told me it wasn't going to cost anything, just called them up, made an appointment, went in there, and that was that.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. You know, something occurred to me, and I could be totally off, but U.S. Public Interest Research Group, maybe, and if you don't want to answer this, just don't. Where do you get your funding?
Okay. We do not get government funding or corporate funding.
Okay.
We rely on small dollar donations and then some foundations and some CyPRAE awards.
Good.
So we are very proud to not rely on any kind of government or corporate funding because we just don't want to look like we have any kind of conflict of interest.
Well, not only that, but they probably have pulled it on you by now anyway. So, you know, no, that's very reassuring. So this is a cause. This isn't just, from what I hear from you, you have a passion for this. Where did that come from?
My passion or our organization's
No,
passion?
Yours.
Oh, gosh. Well, primarily it came from growing up. My mom was a single mom with me and my brother and didn't have much money and we didn't have a lot of resources. And it seemed, and she was also very young when she had me and my brother. Mm-hmm. And she just didn't have access to a lot of resources. Her mother had passed when she was a kid. Her father passed when she was in her 20s. And it was her, like, fighting the world. And the world sometimes tries to take advantage of young mothers in their 20s with kids. And, you know, I realized, I mean, she brought me up to basically question everything, not take whatever answer somebody gives you, you know, just because somebody tells you that's the way it is. No, it doesn't have to be the way it is. And what I'm about, what I have taken from that is I strive to educate and empower consumers. Because, you know, a lot of times you're asked to sign forms that you don't understand or check the boxes without reading the terms and conditions on a car loan. Or, I mean, just all kinds of junk that we're exposed to. And we have to stand up for ourselves. We are smart people. And if, you know, if you're doing some kind of financial transaction or you're buying something or something's wrong with your car or your product or your food and you don't understand it, somebody should be able to tell you what to do and how to make it better and how to protect yourself. So, you know, that's what we come from, but it's important at Public Interest Research Group. We're oftentimes seen as a consumer advocacy organization, which we are, but we are also pro-business because ultimately what's good for consumers is good for businesses and vice versa. And
absolutely.
And it's in the public interest. So we like businesses, you know, we just like businesses to operate right.
Businesses may not like it when you discover things that are amiss, but as you say, when things are corrected, it's good for everybody. We don't have much time here, but I got to speaking of things that are just a little off and you wonder how this happens, 7-Up, zero sugar, tropical soda actually has a lot of sugar in it. Now, how does something like that happen? I mean, that's I don't get it. It says on the label there's no sugar. So guess what, guys? Don't put any sugar in here.
Well, clearly that's kind of related to the undeclared allergen. You know, it was a labeling thing. Somebody wasn't doing their one job. And, you know, this is probably not something that's going to kill someone. But if somebody has diabetes or is watching a sugar intake, it could certainly throw their system off. Now, the good news is, John, that none of the affected 7-Up Zero Sugar that actually has sugar in it was sold in Illinois. It was sold in Alabama and Florida. But I mean, it's still, you know, it can happen. Just because this one didn't affect Illinois, it could. But, you know, I want to mention real quick something else that people should be paying attention to. And you may have heard last weekend there was another plane that had to make an emergency landing because of a fire on board, and it stemmed from somebody charging their device.
I did.
Philadelphia to Phoenix, I believe, was the route, and they had to make an emergency landing. And we've had at least two fires on commercial airlines this month from people charging their devices. Do you know, John, that we have had millions and millions of these power banks, these phone chargers, recalled this year because they're just junk, and they overheat, and they cause fires, and, you know, people get hurt,
you know,
and airplanes have to make emergency landings, and so people just need to, like, you know, just because you see something that's online and it's like, oh, it's $1.69 for this big portable charger, it's like, well, just think, you get what you pay for.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for keeping an eye out for the consumer, Teresa, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Well, thanks for having us.
You bet. Time to get into the, it's the bottom of the hour, time to get into the WGN newsroom.